With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Buzz family.
Oh, gosh.
People are like, how the hell are you so happy and awake? I'm like, because otherwise I'd want to die.
Pretty much. It's Monday.
You have to like trick yourself.
Yeah, I love this Monday. Woo.
Like 15 seconds before this, I'm like, we're awake, guys. Ready? I felt like Pat Mahomes.
You got to pump us up?
Yeah.
Pump us up on Monday.
We're awake. It's Monday. Let's do this. I almost swore already. That's too early. How was everybody's weekend? How was your weekend, Chris?
It was tiring. This is going to sound very insensitive, and I apologize for it.
Oh, God.
But Cora, oh, that sounds horrible.
What are you going to say about your daughter?
For lesser people with less patience, she would be a candidate for shaken baby syndrome.
Oh, my God. But she's not, because your wife is there.
Correct.
And would whoop you.
Correct. But she hasn't stopped crying since you guys left.
Oh, shoot.
So
even when you do the, like, I mean, leg squat thing that...
I can do that, but I can only do so many squats per day, and I can't just do squats for 24 hours a day.
Wow. Oh, no.
It's becoming a... We're dealing with funness now as parents.
She's just crying.
Crying,
oh, man.
Constantly.
See, because I feel like most of the stories are that the first child is so good and so well-behaved that parents are like, oh, this is how this is supposed to be. So then you have the second child, and they end up being a heathen.
Yeah, I threatened Cora that she's going to be an only child.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God! Then she's going to do a lot of crying and talking to you then.
We'll see.
She won't have, like, a little buddy that's around her same age to be like, Mom and Dad are so mean. Dad, oh, he's making this cheese in his basement again.
Right.
Gosh, how are you, Dustin?
I'm good. How was your weekend, Jordan?
Yep. Saw you at Brew at the Zoo for a second.
Literally a second.
That was it.
That was about it.
We passed each other and I was like, we have to get some pizza. Couldn't find any food there. It was just so big.
Oh, it was huge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my weekend was busy.
What else did you do?
I went to the Holiday Mart yesterday.
What's that?
If you've ever wanted to, if you notice that every single female over the age of 30, white bitch, was missing.
That's because they're white doesn't mean they a bitch.
Middle-aged white women. If you missed out on any middle-aged white women, they were at the Holiday Mart yesterday. It's
damn
the
it.
Arts and crafts.
Why didn't you tell me? That's my type.
Oh, God. You don't. No, no.
Are you serious?
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
It was really weird not to have football to watch on Sunday.
There was still football.
Not football worth watching?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Right?
We'll get there.
I don't care about anybody else. I care about the Chiefs and that's it. We didn't play, right?
We didn't play.
Right. Because we played on Thursday.
We didn't play, right?
Thank you. So I had a whole day to myself where there was no like 3-hour football game in the middle of my Sunday.
What'd you do?
I went scooting with some friends. We decided to just like hit the town because it's probably going to be one of the last times you can go scooting. And so we went all the way from my place downtown to Westport and ate and drank and blah, blah, blah. But I was looking at the temperature, the weather app, and it said 65 degrees, which is always so weird because usually that's a warm 65 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So I put on shorts and then I went all the way down to the very bottom of my building. And then I went outside and I was like, damn, this is a pants.
This is a chilly 65 degrees.
In October, 65 is cold.
What is the difference?
It's Kansas City.
January, it'll be nice and warm and you'll wear shorts and a t-shirt.
No.
January?
Are you sure?
Yeah, when it hits 65.
I see. Days. Yes, yeah. When it gets warm. Yeah, usually there's some heat behind it, but not this time.
Nope.
So I went scooting around and it was so windy yesterday and everything. But that I have now officially taken all of my shorts out of the dresser to categorize them and put them in the closet. But we've got someone in here who's still wearing sandals.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to continue wearing sandals until we have like 2 or 3 inches of snow. Because these sandals don't come off my feet because shoes constrict and claustrophobe my body.
Yes, but whole body? Like you feel it in your hands when you're wearing your shoes?
Yeah, just the thought of it just constricts me and I can't even breathe.
Dustin?
He's like a serial killer, man. I'm wearing sweatpants and a hoodie. I'm cold. And it's not even, it's probably 60 degrees outside.
Yeah.
I don't do this.
I put on a jacket, a beanie. I was just like, oh, it's because it was going to be freezing. And then it was warmer right now than it was yesterday when the sun was out. I don't get that.
My toes get cold too easy. I don't know how you do that. I have no circulation in my feet, though, so that's another thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Chris because people complain about the fact that I don't wear socks.
God, that's weird, too.
On my clothes.
What is wrong with you?
Shoes.
If I wear socks, I will be 99 degrees and sweating.
Agreed. Yeah. That's where I am the sweatiest.
Yep.
It's when you restrict my feet with socks.
Oh, it's already making me uncomfortable.
I take the little pads out of my shoes and I wash them in the washer.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, you know, feet stink.
My God, you people are
weird. What? What's just weird about that?
There's socks for a reason. Wear some damn socks.
But
your
no,
feet are going to be nasty, and then you're going to invite a girl over, and then she's going to come up, and you're going to kick off your shoes and put on your bare feet, and it's just going to be smelly everywhere.
Are you trying to say, you think that my shoes and my feet are my problem with women?
Music. Holiday. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds and bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So coming up with the Kansas City Star 100 years ago, pretty big deal. But if I could tease it, being a woman in 1919 sucked ass. We just barely had rights. And it's weird to hear our local newspaper here in Kansas City talk like this. But this is something that did happen in our history books. And that is coming up with the 100 years ago today front page of the Kansas City Star. Wait, I read this and I just got mad.
Well, yeah. But you got to remember, it's 100 years ago. We've made
What's the difference between a woman and a man? Just the thing. Oh, it makes me so mad. And also the way that they talk to people about people of color back in the newspaper 100 years ago. It just grosses me out.
Oof.
But we'll get to that.
Start with music history.
Yeah.
On this day in 2011, the FBI lists Juggalos, fans of the Insane Clown Posse, as a, quote, loosely organized hybrid gang in their national gang threat assessment.
Yeah. Do you remember this?
I actually listened to Insane Clown Posse when I was younger, and I can completely understand why.
They got pissed.
Well, yeah.
They're like, our fans are not a gang.
Have you seen the Gathering of the Juggalos?
Of course I have.
Videos of that? Yeah, yes. It's a gang. You're
yes.
a gang.
You know what's funny is every year, Jeremy goes to something called The Gathering.
Ooh.
And it's something about radio, which I don't know why they haven't changed it yet. But every year I'm like, girl, you going to that insane clown posse thing?
That ICP?
She's like, hell no, shut up.
Oh, my God. On this day in 2006, Sandy West, the drummer for The Runaways, dies of lung and brain cancer at the age of 47.
It was a great all-female group.
My gosh.
Joan Jett.
I'm just reading through these, and it's sad. It's sad. Okay. On this day in 2003, Elliott Smith, known for his song Miss Misery, featured in Good Will Hunting, where it earned an Oscar nomination, dies of self-inflicted stab wounds to the chest at the age of 34. Smith battled depression and addiction most of his life.
He's got a very sad story. So apparently he got in a fight with his girlfriend. His girlfriend goes to take a shower, and then she hears him screaming, comes out, and he had stabbed himself in the chest. Although, kind of like the Kurt Cobain thing,
right.
There are so many inconclusive facts to the story that it actually still remains an open case.
Ooh. I was going to say, stab wounds to the chest sounds pretty intense, but you know. What do I know? On this day in 1995, Blind Melon lead singer Shannon Hoon dies of a drug overdose at the age of 28. And I have a little clip of Rogers Stevens, the guitarist for Blind Melon, talking about when he first got the phone call.
It just crushed us. I mean, I was in shock at first, and I just didn't know what to do. And we walked around just speechless, and it took years for me to get over it. And I never will get over it.
That's so sad.
Yeah, no, so allegedly they had a very bad show in Houston on October 20th, 1995, and the lead singer Shannon Hoon went into a all-night drug binge and was unresponsive on the tour bus.
That's crazy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oof. All right, we'll bring it up with this next one, 1977.
Yes, yes, yes. 1977, Meatloaf releases the landmark album Bad Out of Hell.
Yeah!
Written by Jim Steinman and produced by Todd Rundgren.
Yeah.
It's one of the most popular albums of the 70s, eventually selling over 14 million copies.
I would do anything for love.
Yeah.
Yeah, Meatloaf, man. Is he in commissials and stuff now? It cracks me up. He is hilarious.
Oh, my God. I remember that music video. I could, like, reenact the whole thing from beginning to end.
All right. Way to bring us up.
Okay.
So now let's move on to regular history. Okay,
yes.
And on a high note.
Yeah.
All right. On this day in 2018, Julia Louise Dreyfus is presented with the Mark Twain Prize, comedy's top honor, at a ceremony in New York.
She's funny.
She is funny.
On her own, too.
She is a funny lady.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 1989 on this day, Buck Helm found alive after being buried 4 days in San Francisco earthquake.
Yes.
Take a listen to this, because Chris found this audio, and it sounds like one of the forensic file people reading it.
A longshoreman named Buck Helm is pinned down in a town-packed car. For days, Buck waits for help, but help never arrives. Steve peers in between the two crushed decks. Miraculously, he sees someone lift a hand. Buck will be the last person found alive in the collapsed freeway.
True story.
4 days.
Yeah, sadly died 1 month after surviving all of that.
Dude, Jordan.
I didn't write history.
I know.
But I could almost tell you what forensic file guy that was. had like one more minute.
What season it is?
Mm-hmm.
All right, on this day in 1975, Elton John is given a star in Hollywood. Here's his little acceptance speech for you.
Thank you once again to everybody for coming and saying good morning. And I'm very, very honored being British to have my star on Hollywood Boulevard. That's all I can say. Thank you very, very much.
Hollywood Boulevard is the grossest place on earth.
Because of all the people?
Because it's just disgusting. It's like where homeless people pee out of straws and stuff. It's so weird. See, I'm serious. And they're like peeing and pooping and doing drugs. And like, it's not just homeless people. It's like people will drop their coffee and like leave their children. Like, it's just, disgusting. It's so funny that it's one of the places when you're like, oh, I'm going to go to LA. I got to check out that Hall of Fame, that the stars on the ground. It is so gross. It is like not cleaned. It's disgusting. So anybody that like has ever lived in LA is like, oh, you don't want to go there.
Well, Elton John felt honored because he was British.
Whatever.
And had his star in Hollywood. Man.
And somebody's probably taking a dump on it right now. Not to be rude to Sir Elton John, but I'm saying that place is so gross. It's like one of those little known facts. It's nasty.
Oh, my God.
I saw someone peeing out of a straw in broad daylight. I saw someone squatted over a great pooping.
Why are they peeing out of straws?
Hollywood Boulevard. Because Hollywood Boulevard is disgusting, and I don't know. You think I know?
All right.
Why would I know that?
All right. God. On this day in 1960, JFK and Nixon clashed in their fourth and final presidential debate. The intro for presidential debates has changed tremendously over the years.
The television and radio stations of the United States and their affiliated stations are proud to provide facilities for a discussion of issues in the current political campaign by the two major candidates for the presidency.
Yep.
The Republican candidate, Vice President Richard M. Nixon, and the Democratic candidate, Senator John F. Kennedy.
That's so nice.
Yeah, now they're like, these idiots.
Yeah, now it's just Twitter wars, and then, yeah.
Ugh.
But
also, JFK, not the greatest guy.
No.
He's a big cheater.
That whole Marilyn Monroe thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not only that, like, he was a cheater all the time.
Poor Jack.
Watch a documentary on him.
Poor Jackie.
Everyone is like, this guy is so great, but he's a real dick. He's a real dick.
Man, Jordan, you were just knocking these out today.
I'm sorry.
On this day, I didn't
write
this
about JFK.
You didn't write history.
People are like, I didn't write history. People are like, JFK is so amazing. Just dig one little level underneath the surface of who John F. Kennedy was and his family and stuff, and you will find some crazy S.
On this day in 1918, Margaret Owen sets the world typing speed record. Jordan, 170 words per minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Do you know how many words per minute the average human these days does?
No, what is it?
40.
Oh my God.
Yep.
So she's doing over four times that.
Yep, 170 words per minute on a typewriter in 1918. Since then, the highest typing speed ever recorded was 216 words per minute by a woman in 1946 using an IBM electric typewriter.
My God.
That's so fast.
Dude, I cannot type.
I wish one of these days we got to do our word. I know. Somebody
you
do our words per minute.
You and Chris going to go against each other for
words
per minute?
Yeah, yeah. My problem is the accuracy. Like, I can get it done, but it's not that accurate. But that's
what spell check's for.
Yeah.
All right. On this day in local history, In 1945, John Logan Jones, at the age of 86, passes away following complications from a two-week illness. Now, who is this that we're talking about? Although he was not the most celebrated of Kansas City's business leaders, Logan Jones, as he was commonly referred to, was notable for his role as co-founder of the Jones Store, which was the city's most successful department store for much of the 20th century.
Yes, it was kind of like a Walmart back then. He would buy stuff cheap and sell it cheap.
Awesome.
Yeah. The Jones Store, 1887 to 1902, was in River Market, 6th and Main. And then they moved to a seven-story building on 12th and Main from 1902 to 1910, then declared bankruptcy. And then it was purchased by the Bernheimer Brothers, which had stayed there until the building was demolished in 2005.
Can you imagine a Walmart-esque style shopping center? Seven stories tall.
They didn't have escalators either. You had to hoof it. Like every store, when I go to the H&M in the plaza, I'm like, yep. Ah, damn it! Where's
You're
the
like,
elevator?
Stairs. What is
so
this?
Many stairs. Guess you have to work for this.
All right, tell me about 100 years ago today, and women voting.
All right, front page of the Kansas City Star. It's called Missouri Women Have Vote. The women of Missouri will have a vote for the presidential and the women of Missouri will have a vote for president at the general election in November 1920, but for no other office. This is purely a state privilege. Women cannot vote in the city, county, and state elections in 1920. As it stands, the 19th Amendment will probably not be passed by November 1920 in order to let women vote for the 1920 presidential election. So, on October 21st, 1919, that was the front page of the Kansas City Star. And in reality, it eventually did happen that women could finally vote. What basically had to happen was the 19th Amendment passed legislation, and then every state had 7 years to sign it, and they needed 3/4 of the states to sign off before it became part of the Constitution. Tennessee was the last state to do it in August of 1920, which meant that then in November, women were allowed to vote.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Bunch of sons of bitches.
What? No, they signed it. They were the last ones.
But they waited.
They had 7 years to wait. Everybody had 7 years to wait. Mm. So, hey, the fact that it happened is crazy. But, I mean, women's suffraging. Like, you've got to read about that if you want to read about just the fact that in 1918, 1900, we had no rights. No rights. And don't even get me started on women of color.
Oh, God.
1965 until like everyone's votes counted.
1965. That's not that long. I mean,
my parents were alive.
Right. You just put that in perspective of
women of color were their votes didn't count. All women of color. Anyway, let's keep going.
All right. You ready to move on to unofficial holidays?
I just get mad at our history because it's so stupid to treat people differently because of their skin color and or race and or body parts. Go ahead.
Unofficial holidays.
Yep.
Apple Day.
Mm-hmm.
International Gin and Tonic Day. Man, I need one of those.
Sorry.
Reptile Awareness Day. Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day.
You've got stuff there from like 3 years ago just sitting on your desktop. I don't know how you live like that.
Mine's clean. No, it's not. Never mind. All right. And
what do you need that for? What do you need a paper for?
And finally, unofficial holiday for today is Count Your Buttons Day.
Well, look.
Oh, God.
Does a belly button count?
No.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
So the three most important life lessons that I have learned in my 37 years on this earth. Number one is if something's over, then let it be over.
That's a good one.
It works with relationships, you know, family moments that you just keep trying to relive. That's one of the life lessons. The second life lesson, second most important one, is tell everybody that you love them as much as possible because you never know when it'll be the last time and you don't want that guilt.
It's sad, but sweet.
I know, but these are life lessons.
It's important.
And the third life lesson that I learned is don't ever buy your skydiving video.
That's a life lesson?
Yes, it is. And it is
up there.
Yes. Have you ever gone skydiving?
No.
Okay. Well,
explain to me why that is making the same list as telling your family you love them.
Because it's bleeping important. So when you go skydiving, you're going 100 miles an hour, like down face first, and the wind is like blowing your face in these crazy ways that are so gross. And that's fine if you don't have any documentation of 4 minutes of your face just rolling around like the ocean during like a tsunami. Like, I'm telling you, my forehead was like going back and forth. It's
just part of it, right?
No, it's not. You look so scary. Have you ever gone 100 miles an hour with your face first? No, it's scary. And not only that, when they do the video for the skydiving, they put it on the instructor that you're stuck to's wrist. So it's a real close up of your face. Anyway, skydiving, do not. Do not.
By the video.
Yes. Go for the experience, just like a Raconteur / Jack White concert. You just don't.
No documentation.
I'm telling you, that's up there with telling everybody that you love them as much as you do, and then letting, you know, people know that, well, just knowing that something's over when it's over. And the reason I bring that up is because Incubus is in town at the Uptown Theater. It's a sold out show, but I'm sure there's tickets somewhere for people to be able to buy. And this song just popped up, which is, ironically, the song from my skydiving video.
Oh, no.
That's mashed up.
No, with your face.
With my free fall and my for 4 minutes. So enjoy this. This song just brings me to some really crazy places. Don't buy the video.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
So it was windy AF yesterday, but like not windy enough for us to have a tornado. You don't even think those things are going to happen because tornado season is March through June in Texas, too. But take a listen to what happened in Dallas on Sunday morning.
I've got power flashes going on just south of I-30, of 635, indicating there is either a tornado or some sort of very strong wind that is occurring.
Woo! At night. Thankfully, no one was hurt. A lot of damage, obviously, but no one was hurt. No lives lost. But those night ones in October, those are very scary. Something else very scary. Any parent's absolute nightmare. In North Carolina, a parent dropped their kid off, and then a few minutes later, a huge crash. An electricity pole fell through the car in the back of the car where the kids were only moments ago.
Around about 8 o'clock, I heard a boom. I jumped out of bed and I went outside and I saw the pole was inside the lady's car. It was a thank you Jesus moment that no one was in that back seat.
They literally were minutes before, and if the pole just fell. If that's where like my guardian angel went on Friday, I'm
You're
happy.
Cool with that?
Yes, please. God. All right, then this other. Do you have a case for your phone, Dustin?
Yeah.
You're not a monster.
No. I'm not that risky. No.
Right. Well, and sometimes when you are looking up phone cases, they call them skins.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Well, company in France taking that to a whole new level as they are creating a phone case made of artificial human skin. You can pinch it and pull it, and it's gross looking. Yeah. Yeah, you know, if you're nervous, you're sitting there pinching the skin on your phone case.
Oh!
Nasty. No idea of when and where to buy it yet, thankfully. We don't even know if it's really going to get made, but it's just a very interesting thing.
Oh, God, that's gross.
And finally, cops in Illinois are looking for this dude named Maddie B. So they find this dude who they think is Maddie B, and they're like, yo, are you Maddie B? And the guy's like, no. Look, here's my ID. I'm so-and-so. Gives him a totally different name. And they're like, all right, well, do you know anybody named Maddie B? He's like, no, I've never met anyone named Maddie B in my life. So the cops are like, dude, you're under arrest. He's like, why? Because he had Maddie B tattooed on his neck.
What a dumbass.
Didn't even know what his tattoo was.
Oh, my God. Come on.
You want to do sports?
Let's
do sports. You got some
Mahomes
stuff for me?
I got some Mahomes stuff for you.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
All right, let's just kick it off with Mahomes.
Please.
Because that's what everyone wants to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, his MRI, quote, turned out to be a best case scenario.
Oh, my God. And that guardian angels go there, too.
Should only miss 3 games max.
What?
And the report says he could be back sooner. No. Pat, just sit it out. Hang out at home for a minute. I get it. But listen. We need him healthy for the later season. Later in the season, playoffs, things like that. This gives him a chance to rest the ankle injury. This gives him a chance to now rest this knee injury. And then he'll be back better than ever.
until someone hurts him again?
No.
Why is that sport involved with all
He's going to be fine.
Okay.
He's going to be fine.
All right. Okay. All right.
He's going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in baseball news, mm-hmm. Saturday, Houston won 6-4. Jordan, just listen. This is what playoff baseball is all about to me. Have you ever heard anyone that excited?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, besides, like, you know, at a Jack White concert.
Right. Yeah.
But
Jack White was that excited.
Walk off bottom of the ninth. He hit that out of the park. That's ball game. They're going to the World Series.
Wow.
They'll play the Nationals for the World Series.
Ooh.
Game one starts tomorrow.
Oh, no way. That fast?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Houston is definitely favored to win. And if they do win, it'll be their second World Series in 2 years.
Three years. That is not who Jack White says
He's going to win.
He's
pulling for the Nationals.
He's pulling for the Nationals, yes.
But, Jordan, with their loss to the Astros, this will be the first decade in which the Yankees will not appear in the World Series since the 1910s.
Wow, we suck. Again, I don't care. All I care about is Mahomes and the Chiefs.
He's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine?
He's going to be fine.
You promise?
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
I cannot do this, snowflake.
Not us. That was not us. That was
Billy being Billy.
That's it. It's Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5. The Buzz. Dustin, hello.
Hello. How are you, Jordan?
I'm good. It was a long weekend. I went clothing shopping.
Oh, how was that?
I hate it.
Why?
Bleeping hate shopping for clothes. Look at me. I wear the same thing every day. I have many versions of the same thing that I wear every day. But I find like one sweatshirt that I really like, I get like five of them.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you're fashionable. You wear...
I went clothing shopping yesterday. And spent a few hours there.
Oh, hell.
That's not hell.
That's amazing. Hell. No, I hate clothing shopping. It might be worse than going to the grocery store. Grocery store shopping is one of my least favorite things as well.
My God, those are my two favorite things.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Going to the grocery store?
Yes.
And going clothing shopping?
How do you not like clothing shopping? You get to go try stuff on. You get to see if you like it or not.
Get all sweaty.
Look good, feel good. You're like, oh,
get mad.
Why
get
are you
mad
getting, who
that
you
this
mad
looks,
at?
This looks weird on me, but it looked fine on the clothing rack. Yeah. Jeez. No, I hate using dressing rooms. Not that I would like take my pants off in the middle of the store, but anything that I can try on in the store without having to use the dressing room is amazing.
Okay, explain to me why you hate dressing rooms.
Because then you have to admit to someone that you're too fat for these jeans.
No, you
yes,
don't.
Yes, you do. You always have
no,
to give an excuse.
Don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
They're like, what's the question that people ask you when they're working the fitting room when you leave? How did that work for you?
Everything worked for you?
Yeah. And then you have to shamefully.
There's no shame.
Yes, you. Well, then you have to shamefully give them back the jeans that were like three sizes too small that you thought looked fine.
No, you just say that you didn't like it. Or
that doesn't
you're
work.
Gonna try something else.
No, it's like they were a priest and this was like confession for me. I feel like they could see right through me.
You can't lie to them.
No, you cannot lie to the person working a fitting room.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Usually they're very good looking. You can't lie to...
Sometimes you just leave stuff in there.
Oh, hell no. They count how many items you have. They count how many...
Right, and you leave them in there. You go, I left the rest in there. Or you bring them out and you just go, look, you at least take something out. And even if it's something you didn't like, just take it out and go, yeah, I found this. This works. And then they'll be happy. They'll be like, yeah. And then you just go and put it somewhere.
But what if after their shift doing the dressing room, they have to go out and like clean stuff up. And they're like, oh, look at these size 28 waist jeans this bitch thought she could fit into.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
We were talking about this off air, on air and then off air, but just clothing shopping. I hate.
Yeah, you hate clothing shopping because you hate doing the fitting room thing. You don't like how anything looks. You just want to go in, get what you want, get out.
Yes.
And if you like it, you buy 20 of it.
Yes. I'll buy stuff on the internet first. I will sit there and be like, that looks like a nice sweatshirt. Let me order that. Get it home. Get it delivered to the mail and be like, I don't like this and return it. I'll do that over going to a store.
You would rather take the time to go back and mail it back.
Yes. Then go into a store. I don't like how they have the mirrors in the middle of the store. It's like, hey, might as well just be like a runway, you know, with lights and stuff. And it's like, hey, everybody at Forever 21, look at Jordan. She's about to try on this jacket. That's what it feels like with those mirrors and everyone's looking. And
I mean,
there are never any just like in the back where you can just shamefully go and look and see if this jacket looks nice on you.
See, I love clothes shopping. I mean, I've had to change up my scheme of clothes shopping.
What do you mean?
So I used to always wear larges for everything up top, you know, like large hoodies. Now I buy extra large hoodies because of my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend's like 110 pounds soaking wet.
I'm aware. But she likes to have, she likes to like basically swim in my hoodies.
Wait, okay. Oh, how many of them does she have? That is a thing.
How many of them did I have? How, I had, yes. At one point, I probably had 20 hoodies.
And now?
I've had this one since like freshman year of high school because I'm down to my last four.
Wow. That's what it's like. That's a rite of passage in a relationship.
Yep.
Is when people start stealing your clothes.
I have to go buy more hoodies.
I know. Do you know how many pairs of sweatpants? I have zero pairs of sweatpants. Do you know how many I've purchased over the past 1 year?
Oh, I'm sure.
A ton. Do you know how many girls I've dated over the past 1 year? One. I don't get it. Why can't I just have sweatpants at my house?
And then I buy new hoodies, or you buy new sweatpants and you bring them back, and then they're like, oh my gosh, I love these.
Yeah.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
Well, neither of you guys have had to use these in a while, but I have pickup lines, cheesy pickup lines.
What's your go-to?
Will you please go out with me? I'm dying. Please, I'm dying. Please.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's about it. That's at the point we're at now, but it's fine, whatever. But Mad Lib Monday, we usually do, and we found one called Cheesy Pickup Lines. So maybe this will be something that I can use. I don't know. I didn't fill them out.
Chris, Buzz Family built this. So
okay.
It's
okay.
Built and tested.
Chris, I'm glad you're back.
Ready to go.
I'm not a very good reader, and you're the best. So very glad that you're back to read.
Oh, I love it.
Our Mad Lib Monday brought to you by the Buzz Family, and we're going to text back to people whose words we used and give you tickets to our Basic Witch Party on Sunday. Maybe you can use that pickup line in real life. But
there you go.
All right, Chris, please. Mad Lib Monday, and this is called Pickup Lines.
If you're, like, totally into someone and would like a jiggly date, wear your parasitic twin on your sleeve when you ask them out.
Ooh.
And avoid cheesy pickup chainsaw vagina like, got a colon bandage? I scripted my happy trail falling for you.
Ooh. I'm not going to use that one. That's not going to work.
How about this? If being a dumbass were a crime, you'd be permeated as charged.
I don't feel like that's a way to respectfully go into a relationship. Yeah. Keep going, Chris. Maybe there's a better one.
Do you believe in complex guilt at first sight?
Okay.
Should I hurt you with my car again?
Okay. Actually, I feel like that's one that I could use.
That's a maybe. That's a definite maybe.
Yes.
Is your father a mechanic? How did you get such a finely tuned grundle?
Ooh.
What's a grundle?
That's the spot between point A and point B downstairs.
Okay.
A little bit of skin.
You must be tired after farting through my mind all day.
That's pretty exhausting, isn't it? Why is no one laughing? Stop it! Save me.
I was so enchanted by your perverted beauty that I ran into that stripper pole over there, so I'll need your name and number for insurance purposes.
That's the one.
You think I like the one about complex guilt?
No. I don't know. That's a good one. Stripper poles.
Would you take it as a compliment if someone came up to you and said, "Hey, Chris, I love your perverted beauty"?
I'd probably smile.
Really?
If someone came up to me and said anything compliment towards me, it's gonna make me feel good.
It doesn't sound like a compliment. It sounds like
backhanded compliments are fine by me.
Ugh, not me. Go ahead.
If you were a laser turd cutter, you'd be set on stunning. Is it moist in here, or is it just you?
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
So it looks like something might be coming from the 1975 on Thursday.
Woo!
Yeah, they've been posting, well, Matty Healy's been posting these numbers on his Instagram. 5. Which started a couple days ago. 4, 3. So that ends on Thursday. So I guess we'll see what that is. Although we do know that the second disc, their second version or whatever they're doing, the second side of Notes on a Conditional Form will be coming out at some point in 2020. So the math kind of works that it's probably going to be new music.
Yes.
That was a weird sound.
Love it.
Is that the sound that you make when you hit a deer? Have you hit a deer?
Yes, actually I have. They are a problem in this city. I know that. Have you seen them yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I went to my friend's house in the Northland, and we had to do like 2 miles an hour because they were everywhere. And this was months and months ago. But right now, Kansas Highway Patrol is telling everyone to really keep their eye out for deer on the move because they are, this is like their time. Why? Because they're seeking new food and they're seeking to mate.
So, well, they should stop seeking my bumper because it's really pissing me off.
How does the, if you hit one, they say to hit them rather than avoid them.
Yes.
That is what the Kansas Highway Patrol says. I just know that you're hitting a horny deer. You know? All right. There are some experiments that I would love to be a part of, and then there's some that I would absolutely not. This is an absolutely not one. I thought that this was already a thing, but I guess not. This weekend, the longest nonstop commercial flight happened between New York City and Sydney, Australia. 19 hours nonstop. That's it. They haven't had one longer than that. There's usually a stop in between there. And for me, it's like, you signed up for this, and it's like the airline's like, hey, want to try this with us?
No, absolutely
right.
not.
And they're like, we're going to go further than anyone has ever gone in one of these airplanes. Do you want to do it with us?
I'd ask how many does the pilot have coffee? Is there some stuff up there to keep that pilot up and ready?
Yeah, and gas. Let's talk about fuel for the plane. Just like, hey, here's an experiment. We're going to try to go from New York City to Sydney, Australia, further than anyone's ever gone, and we're not going to stop. Do you want to be on this plane? I don't. Mm-mm. Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no. And a man in Tennessee was arrested for possession of meth. Why do we care? Take a listen.
Tupac Shakur pulled a knife on the police from his waistband, ran towards them, then taken to the ground by police. He was charged with aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and multiple drug-related charges. Tupac Shakur out of Elizabethton, set to appear in court today at 1:30.
I'm sorry. Did Tupac Shakur try and stab some officers?
It's not the real guy. It's some guy who's named Tupac Shakur. I know. I hope I didn't scare people.
You got my hopes up.
I have a step cat named Tupac Shakitty.
I know, and he lives in whose old house?
Coolio's old house in Vegas. I'm dead serious.
That is the coolest story.
I know! The cat's still alive, too. It's like 800 years old, but you have a sports and news, right, Doug?
I got the sports and news off.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
All right.
Tell me, Sailor.
Okay, so Houston Astros and the Nationals, game one of the World Series tomorrow. Mahomes, out 3 games, should be fine. Knee's not messed up anymore. We're all good there. Okay? Other NFL news. There's an app that you can get, okay, and bet on. It's called Pick Six. And you bet six on six different games, and they're all kinds of different things.
Okay.
Who's going to score the first touchdown, things like that, right?
Yeah.
If you get all six right, you win $250,000. Some guy in Texas yesterday won $250,000 sitting on his couch at home because he guessed football right.
What?
He had to invest $0.
You don't have to invest any money, but
no.
You can still win. It's called Pick Six?
Yeah, it's called Pick Six.
Oh, my God.
It's by Fox Sports. It's called, the app is called Super Six. Fox Sports Super Six.
Okay. So
we're gonna start winning some money, Jordan.
Yeah, any member of the Buzz family who's got a good guessing bone.
Yeah, let us know what your picks are, because,
I wouldn't know, but...
But in college football news, take a listen to this and tell me your opinion on it, Jordan.
And now flags out as we've got a fight away from the ball. A couple of players at the bottom of that pile were going after it, and there were punches thrown.
Punches thrown in a college football game. But thank God for this announcer, because he asked the golden question that everyone sitting at home wants to know.
I also wonder what the goal is for a football player to punch a guy in the helmet.
Right.
Yeah.
They're wearing a helmet.
Right.
What are
to hurt their hands.
Right. Like, what is the point of that? So what happened was, he was a Clemson player. The rest of the team got to ride the plane back home from Louisville to Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
He had to ride the manager's bus 450 miles.
Wait, because he punched someone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
their
so that
coach,
was his, like, an...
Their coach said, we're going to punish him this way, and then we're also going to deal with it, get back home. He said he had a long time to think about it.
A.
He also had a long time to think about the fact that he just punched someone in the helmet, dumbass.
Jordan Silver on 96.5, The Buzz.
I should absolutely pay way more attention to the things that come out of my bank account.
Dear God, when you said go home and do this over the weekend, I was like, oh yeah, no big deal. The more I got into it, this is ridiculous. I need to look more than once a month, I guess.
It's like you get paid and you know how much money you have, and then I don't really pay attention. You know, I'm like, all right, cool. My car loan went through. My rent went through. You know, you see these big things. But man, when you start adding up the little things that you signed up for that you didn't uncheck the every month, this is a reoccurring right. thing. Oh, man.
I thought that I was fine, but I'm not.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But they're all like $7 here.
Yeah.
$18 here. Little things that you don't see.
Yeah, when it's the small things, I just think, you know, I check my bank account. I go, oh, I must have gotten lunch or something. You know, I wasn't paying attention to the bill. Tip went through. That's
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Mm-hmm.
No. No. And this is adding up.
We should be way more responsible with this, but, like, it's so much work and math. And isn't that what your bank account is for?
Right.
Like, if something weird happens, they'll tell
they'll
you.
They'll call me.
Right?
Right?
Ugh. But, like, looking at these things, all these things that we have subscriptions for, I can't believe that I have not been paying attention. You know, I've got some on a credit card. I've got some on my debit card.
I have some that I don't even remember when I signed up for them.
Same. I must have been drunk and lonely.
Right. You're like, oh, this will be fun. Good idea.
I didn't know that I was paying for a dating service. We'll all go over this in about 10 minutes on the Buzz.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram @JORDINSilver.
Dustin, this was your idea. And I'm kind of glad that we finally did it.
Oh, thank God we did it, because I have, since sitting here in that last break we had, have canceled multiple subscriptions.
Okay, good. Good, because some of these are ridiculous. So you challenged me over the weekend to find all the things in my bank account that are automatically being debited every month.
Right. Not,
besides bills, of course, that doesn't count. But little things, you know, when you're trying to save money, these are the first things to go, usually.
Right.
And the bigger, the more that I dug into this, the more I realized that I am just giving money out.
People should just ask me for money once when I'm drunk or whenever, and apparently I'm just going to give it to them.
Because a lot of the times when you sign up for something, it's like, all right, as long as you cancel within 30 days, you know, you uncheck this box, but you can't uncheck it now. You got to wait like a day to uncheck it. Otherwise, we're just going to charge you every month at the same exact time.
Yeah, it makes you sign up for a subscription. And you're like, God, I only need to use it once. Like, well, okay, well, I'll just do the subscription. And then you think, oh, I'll go back and I'll you know, take myself off that list. No, you don't. You never do. And then you get stuck in this trap where you have almost 15 different subscriptions for no reason.
Totally. I've got the usual TV ones, Netflix, YouTube TV, Hulu, and PBS.
CBS All Access, ESPN Plus to add to those. And then, yep, those. Then I had the music one. I have Apple Music, obviously.
Yep, same here.
My gyms that I don't go to.
Yep.
So there's two of those, two gym memberships.
Two gym memberships at debit? Oh my God, why are you going to two different gyms? What?
They have different services. And then, but on top of that, I kept scrolling back in my bank account because originally I was just looking at subscriptions. And then you scroll back far enough and you realize there's those yearly subscriptions
mm-hmm.
that you forget about.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon Prime. Then both my gyms have an annual membership fee, which is like three times the amount of a regular month. So there's that. Then TV, WWE Network, which...
Okay, nice.
I mean, there's just... It's
wait, great. Is that it?
Oh, no. No, no, no. We've also got the ones... These were just the ones that I could keep on the top of my head. And then I also have an Adobe membership.
Well, we need that for work.
Okay, but...
We need that for work.
I also think I pay for the bigger one where you get a bunch of other Adobe services
yeah,
that
no
I don't use.
Yeah, I have no idea how to use Photoshop,
exactly.
Lightroom, any of that.
Exactly. And then I kept going, and I have MoviePass, which I haven't used
oh,
in
shoot.
6 months.
What is that?
It's where it came out a while ago, and it was a great deal because you paid $5 a month, I think is what it originally
was. It's always just $5 a month.
And you got to go to unlimited movies. Unlimited in
right.
quotes. You could go once a week
right.
and for $5, which mm-hmm. they just give you movie tickets, which nowadays a movie ticket's $10.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked. Now, I don't know how much it is, but they're getting money from me.
$5 a month.
Chegg Study, which is a college tutoring thing that I don't use. Yeah, I signed up for it back in my freshman year of college, and I've been paying for it ever since and probably haven't used it since freshman year.
Cancel that!
I did! That's I did that over okay. the break! And okay. then 8 Tracks is a music one that no one uses anymore. It was like Spotify before Spotify was a thing.
You're still paying? You might be the only person paying for that.
Probably. Jeez. I'm keeping that company in business. Actions Network Sports Betting, which we can't legally do in this state, so...
Dustin, don't say that on the radio. You're gonna get in trouble.
And then, Dollar Shave Club. That one's still there.
I'm still not embarrassed by yours. Mine are embarrassing.
Okay, what are yours?
Wait, are you really not done? Are you really done?
Yeah, that's
it. Are you really done? That's it?
That's about it,
oh,
yeah.
Come on, man.
I mean, I'm paying a buco load of cash a month to go to a concert that's not until next year because they allow a payment plan option. That's another, quote, subscription until I pay that off.
I'm going to start out with the Kansas City Star.
Oh, God.
Love them. Bane of everyone's existence. Like, oh, my God, what is this news headline? Click it, and it's like, no! No! You can't read this unless you pay us. Also, Kansas City Star's The Archives, where I get the 100,
oh, yeah, yeah.
100 years. Totally different service. Totally different
amount of money. You have to pay for that
too.
As well?
Oh, yeah.
Of course
you do. It's expensive as hell, too. The ASPCA.
Why are you paying for that?
Because of those damn commercials.
My God, Jordan.
Yeah, you can take $10 a month out of my account. I just don't want to see these crying dogs.
Oh, my God.
That makes me feel better when the commercials. Audible, of course.
Okay, yep. Got to get your books in.
That's right, my audio books. So on my Apple account, on my phone, so paying for apps, basically, there's a puzzle app, a puzzle making app that I use so much. And I
you have to pay a subscription for that?
Yes. Yes,
Jordan.
You do. Listen, that is my sanity, okay?
Okay. All right. Whatever.
Something called Followers Pro. Also, tracking Instagram followers. I know when you're unfollowing me. You have no idea, BuzzFam. I know. I watch you. I know. If you don't think you're significant enough for me to know, I know. I watched. I looked. I saw.
And if you come up to her in person, she won't even acknowledge you.
Yeah. You want
to
follow me on Instagram, you're dead to me. Meta meme. It's a meme maker.
Jordan.
What? It's like $10 a month. But I get to make memes, and I don't have that stupid little watermark on the corner of
it. Okay. All
right. Bumble.
I'm sorry, what? You coughed.
I'm sorry. Bumble.
Bumble?
Yeah, the dating app.
You're still paying for that?
I guess so.
Because when I was going through my subscriptions, I saw Tinder on there, and I was like, ooh, am I still paying that one? Because that would suck. Nope, deleted that one.
I deleted it too, but I forgot to cancel my subscription. I'm going to do that right after this. Dollar Shave Club.
Wait, we're both using the Dollar Shave Club?
Mm-hmm.
All right, wait, time out.
What are you laughing at?
Because I have a beard, so realistically, I just use an electric razor. The Dollar Shave Club.
You don't think I have a beard?
I don't think.
I could have a beard.
I was going to ask if you use it for your legs, if it works the same.
Oh, yeah. I use it for my legs. That's it.
That's
yeah,
where you.
That's a legs. That's what I use a Dollar Shave Club box for. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. Kitty nip box.
Oh, for little Blanchie?
For little Blanche, yeah.
Those are expensive, though.
That's like $30.
My God.
For his happiness?
Okay.
What the hell is
he's
wrong
happy
with, you?
With Q-tips.
Right. But he likes his catnip, too. Buddy box?
Buddy box? The hell is a buddy box?
It's a hug in a box. It's for lonely people, okay?
Oh,
just
my
so
God.
You know. I need it. You know what? I don't have people buying me gifts.
Buddy box.
No, don't look it up. Please, this is embarrassing.
Oh, that's cute.
It's a hug in a box for lonely people.
It is.
Self-care and empowerment stuff. You can get, like, gum that says you're a badass. Sometimes you need to hear that kind of thing, okay?
Okay, what else you got? What else is non-embarrassing? The whole list just...
Well, I've got this subscription for Samsung for the background of my TV. Because it's called The Frame, my TV. And so it displays
the background.
Artwork. Yeah, it displays artwork.
Okay.
So it doesn't look like I have a TV because I cannot stand the big black screen. So I got this
that's
one.
That's the dumbest thing
I've
ever
awesome.
Heard.
It's awesome. It's awesome. You know what?
I've never been to your apartment.
You may think that that's dumb, but I have got The Last Supper just in my house. And if I want to change it, I could change it to a picture.
How much is that one?
$5 a month.
That is dumb.
It's not dumb. HG photos. When you go into my house, it looks like, oh my God, where's your television set? Look at that beautiful artwork. I didn't know you had a copy of the Mona Lisa. Wow. And then I'm like, no, look at this. It's
wow.
My TV. Yeah. I got a lot of Instagram stuff that I just don't really want to talk
about.
I
love the Instagram followers app. Because I also have that, but I'm not paying a subscription service for it.
See, when you do that, then you can tell who clicks what, who doesn't click what. Who,
it tracks everything.
Who blocks you. Yeah. I know you out there. I know you out there. Jordan Silver. Jordan with an I on Instagram. And one more. You didn't have any magazine subscriptions in there at all?
No, I actually canceled one. I don't even remember what it was called. It was some like Southern Hospitality magazine that I have been apparently getting in the mail for 2 years. And I've just been giving it to my stepdad because I thought it was his. And then I canceled it because I finally, like, walking in one day, I looked down and
said, it had your name on it?
I was like, what the hell? And then I looked, I was paying probably, I don't know, like $24 a year because magazines aren't cheap.
Right, very cheap. I've got a...
You've got a magazine? What, like Us or People or no. The Times?
Nope.
Something
nope.
To keep you up to date with what's going on in the world?
Nope.
National Geographic?
Nope.
National Enquirer?
Nope.
Okay, I'm running out of big kid magazines. Do you have a sport? Is it
I didn't realize that I was Michael Scott until this moment. I mean, I know I keep adding to him, but
oh God,
I feel
what
like
is it?
Highlights Magazine.
Highlights Magazine?
I have a subscription to Highlights Magazine.
The little kids magazine?
I read it for the articles.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.